Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to try News or Nope. The new, what are we calling this? The extended, no, it's the... reversing singing.
Yeah, somebody texted and said karaoke version.
Oh.
News.
News.
No! No!
News.
No!
No!
Get it together!
You guys didn't go higher!
What is
or no?
This was your idea.
Yeah.
This was your idea.
This was bad.
I was still like caught off guard.
It was just I don't think that Aaron and I together have like the vibrato
the
enough.
Lester Holt's ever peed his pants.
No,
come on.
This is the one part of the show where we're doing serious news, and so get it together.
I'm sorry. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's happening again.
What's happening again, Santa? Did her voice just not do that?
Okay.
It's happening again.
What's
happening?
Is that better? HBO, aka Max, is changing their name and rebranding. And by the way, rebranding back to HBO Max.
What are they doing over there?
So I think that only switched 2 years ago. They were trying to get Max to catch on, and it just wasn't working. Like, fetch. It's not happening.
It's not. So they're going back to HBO Max.
To HBO Max. It's going to happen in the next few months.
Which, why would you get rid of, if you Google Max, it drives me nuts. The band Train drives me nuts. Because you Google Train.
Right.
Your band doesn't come up. Same with the band Magic. Like, you got to give yourself, why would you take
give yourself
out
a fighting chance.
HBO is what you're known for. Why would you go to Max if
you're right.
Max, I don't even know what would come up.
Max and Ruby.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear this? 2010, HBO went to HBO Go. In 2014, they rebranded to HBO Now. In 2020, added Max. To become HBO Max. Oh. Then in 2023, they became just Max, and now they are going back to HBO Max.
Okay.
They need a marketing director.
Yeah, no, they need help.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Great example with Train. Let me give you another one.
Hmm.
Imagine you own a radio company, and you decide to name it Odyssey, but then you spell it stupid.
Yeah, that would
How dumb would that
so
be,
silly.
Right?
Well,
but it's like just audio. Like,
I get it. But imagine then, like, you didn't really check. And there's a podcast company called Odyssey, except it's spelled the right way. So when we tell people, download the Odyssey app, they are, in droves, the other one.
Okay.
A-U-D.
A-C-Y.
Sorry, I just get so mad that we paid all this money. They're like, yay, we're called the dumb name.
Good evening.
Erica, stop staring at me like that. You're not fired. It's me.
I'm new here. I can't yell at Odyssey.
Okay. Good evening.
Airbnb just got a little bit nicer, I guess. They've rolled out some new services if you book an upcoming stay. You can also, they're designed to offer the luxury of, ready for it?
Yeah.
Hotel amenities. What? Things like spa treatments, massages, even you can even hire an in-home chef.
From Airbnb?
All through the app.
All through Airbnb. Or.
Hold on, what are you, you're saying.
You can book a hotel.
Right.
Either or.
You can even book a hotel?
No.
Oh.
We're all just, everyone's just becoming the same thing now. Like.
Hold on, I don't really understand what you're saying. So I go on Airbnb and I'm like, I want someone to come to my house and cook and that will happen?
At the rental, yeah. Or like, you know what?
So it's like service. Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I could go for a massage. Book a massage to come to this rental.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on the Airbnb app?
Maybe.
Because I want to know if it actually makes that sound that you just made.
I don't know. That's proprietary.
Can the other thing that I read, did you read the thing about celebrities?
Patrick Mahomes?
What does that Sabrina mean? Carpenter?
Like you can rent them or they come to your house? The way the story
like
that I saw
performances,
was
performances,
like,
maybe.
Yeah, so like how much is that going for?
Yeah, how much to have?
Yeah, there's things like, yeah, you could rent a day playing football with Patrick Mahomes or an all day long experience with Sabrina Carpenter, like through the app. I would think it would be very expensive.
This has got to be $100,000.
Yes, minimum. So it's like Cameo, but in real life.
I guess, yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It is dumb.
Or book a hotel.
We are a new style of bitter today. I like it.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of bitter, there's a man I saw on TikTok who, like, I need an update.
Okay.
So if anyone has seen it, please let me know. It was during his birthday party.
Okay.
And.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the dude?
He was a firefighter in like New York.
I couldn't watch it. Did you watch it?
Oh yeah,
what are you guys
I did.
Talking about?
Oh my god, Erica! When you hear about this,
so there's like this surprise party thrown for him. He grabs the mic. He's doing
it's like
a speech.
His 40th or something.
Yeah, like a big event. He's doing a speech and he's like, "Let me bring my wife up here."
Oh my god, you guys!
She comes up. Give me your ring, like so. Everyone's thinking, "Oh, he's upgrading it. This is awesome." And then he just lets it loose, like, "You be, I know everything. You've been cheating on me," and just it is.
Do you think it's real?
Yeah. Oh, for
then
sure.
He boots her and then cranks the music and everyone gets drunk. It becomes, instead of a birthday party, it's his divorce party.
Yeah.
I don't condone this.
If you're gonna do the crime, you gotta do the time. And like she
cheated.
Yeah. She was having an affair.
He said something like, "I saw the dude's pale butt," or something like he.
"I saw the dude's little."
Oh, yeah, pay a little something.
Yeah.
Like, he walked, but she didn't know. But, like, I clicked on the very beginning, came up, and it was like, but I already knew what it was going to be about, and, like, I don't have that thing.
Yeah.
I can't watch. The cringe in me is, like...
I need an update, if anyone has it.
Do we honestly think it's real, though?
Yes.
So much is contrived.
Can you send it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with Erica. Have it in private.
Yeah, I really don't think doing that in front of everyone is necessary. Yeah.
Or you can just book a hotel.
Oh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.